Hello. Welcome to 5 Minutes with Pastor Otim. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's a joy to come your way again this morning. And I want us to consider some few things in the Bible, which I believe will be a blessing to you. Turn your Bible to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. He says that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. I just want us to focus on that one. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So the heavens are the making of God. They are the creation of God. And the earth is also the creation of God. You see, the heaven is so beautiful. It's so full of glory, full of power. When you look at the sun, how beautiful the sun is, how it rises in the morning, and the moon comes out in the night, and the stars comes out in the night, and the beauty, you know, how the clouds just move around and form different shapes at different times. It's so beautiful. When you read in Job chapter 26, verse 13, it says, by his spirit he has garnished the heavens. You see, by his spirit, the word garnish means beautify, meaning that he beautified the heavens by his precious Holy Spirit. And the heavens are so beautiful. And the earth is also full of his glory. When you look in the earth, look at all the beautiful animals and all the beautiful trees. And I mean, the way that leaves on the tree even moves, it's so beautiful. It's so wonderful. It's so excellent. You see the excellence of God. When you look at the oceans and how the waves billows and all those things, it's so wonderful. It's so beautiful. You know, and yet the Bible mentions something so beautiful in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, about you and I that I want you to see. It's so powerful. I mean, it's so mind-blowing. Look at it in Ephesians 2:10. It says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works. I want us to just focus on that one. For we are his workmanship. The word workmanship, okay, is translated poema. The Greek word is poema. And that is where the word poem is derived from. He says, we are his poem. We are God's poem. Now, the word poema connotes the idea of art. You know, every artist has different artworks. A musician could have various songs, but there's a particular song that a particular musician is known for. And we say that that is his best work. You see? Now, the Greek word, the Greek connotation here, okay, reads this way, that we are God's best poem. We are God's best poem created in Christ Jesus. You see, the heavens is part of God's poem. It's part of God's artwork. The earth is part of God's artwork. The animals, the beautiful animals. You see, they say that the spots on a leopard are different depending on which leopard it is. Every leopard has different spots. It means that God has time to design all the spots with different patterns on every one of them, making them look different and making them look beautiful. All those are his works. But when it comes to the new creation, it says that we are his workmanship. We are his best poem. Hallelujah. We are his best poem. There's none that can be compared to us. All those ones are beautiful, but we are his best. Then he says that we are created in Christ Jesus unto good works. When you read in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17, he says that, for if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. We are not just a creator, we are new creations. And that new creation is the best work of God. Meaning that God is not going to improve us. There's nothing else that God is going to do that is higher than you and I. What he has done in Christ, that is you and I. Meaning that you are worth a lot. You are special. You are so beautiful in the eyes of God. In the eyes of the heavens, you are the most beautiful of them all. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm glad to be born again. I'm so glad I'm born again. I am God's best work. God's best poem. God's best poem. There's none other thing that is going to do that is going to be more beautiful than he has done already. Hallelujah. I want you to move around feeling special because you are special. You are so special. You are the best poem of God. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, continue thinking and knowing and meditating on who you are in Christ. You are special. You are special. And I'm glad to know you. Bye-bye.